T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's time for the Great Shore Debate.
I sang this little ditty on our way through Ocean City, heading south along the Jersey Shore.
Get the hell off the beach.
Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Watch the tram car, please.
Oh, whoa, 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 those wild were days. Wild, wild, wild were days, oh baby, every day.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is the Great Shore Debate, annual edition. Everybody has a favorite shore town. And the Giordanos, over the years, we've betrayed and moved back and forth, back to sort of our roots. If you had told me growing up, North Wild, Anglesey, Dom, Anglesey, that just seemed like galaxies away. Looking at it from Wildwood Crest, like, what the heck goes on over there? I don't know anything about North Wildwood. So we have two lined up. We're going to speak with the mayor of Wildwood Central. It's the best way to describe it. And the mayor of Stone Harbor. Boy, and there's a contrast just within miles of each other. I'm going to give you the highlights as I see it of North Wildwood. And Bill, going back to his childhood, Barnegat Light. It is amazing how people in the Philadelphia area, though, either grow up with or there's some particular epiphany, some turning point where they become married to a particular shore town. Now, maybe marriage and stuff like that, because Roe didn't have a particular shore town necessarily, you change a little bit. For years, we were Wildwood Crest. Then we went to Cape May. Now we're back in the Wildwoods. And yesterday at the diner, we had nobody who came in our shore poll that said Cape May. That's their destination. We had many people, though, saying Ocean City. And if you have a family, you know, that is the ultimate family resort. And we had a good bit for Wildwood. All right, so joining us is the mayor of Wildwood, Wildwood Central, Mayor Ernie Triano Jr., here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mr. Mayor, welcome in. Happy kickoff to the summer with you.
And the same to you, Dom. Always a pleasure having you guys having the opportunity to speak to you.
Well, we love it. You're certainly a colorful character. Now, we're trying to raise Stone Harbor. I must have some emergency there. We'll be with them in a moment. So I'll take North Wildwood, though. Now, have you guys settled the three Wildwoods, Wildwood Crest, North Wildwood, and Wildwood Central? You all getting along now, or are there going to be fences put up?
Nah, we always get along. Look, there's always the conversation. And the funny thing about it, Dom, is the people who come there, the new property owners or people who are new to the area, they're the ones that create the controversy. They're the ones who, you know, I moved here because I didn't want to be there, or I vacation here because I don't want to be there. But the bottom line is, once you move out of our realm of argument, people don't even know there's a difference between Wildwood, Wildwood Crest, and North Wildwood.
Wait a minute. Now, come on, Mr. Mayor. Wow. I'm going to bridge too far here. Come on now.
Dom?
All right, this is a great shore debate, so...
Well, I'll tell you what, Dom had a guy call me, raise hell with me, give me the dick. It's about how I ruined his neighborhood by tearing all the motels down. He was in North Wildwood, and he didn't know. He thought I was the mayor of North Wildwood, and when I told him he lived in North Wildwood, and he had his mayor, he didn't even know who it was. And there's a guy that lived there, so you can't make that kind of stuff up. I swear to God, you just can't make it up.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, all right, I'll give you the wrap on Wildwood. Then we'll get some of the things happening this year. It's honky-tonk. Yep. That's what you guys pitch, senior week and all that. And
We don't pitch senior week.
Okay.
Much, believe me.
But it's more honky-tonk, right?
Well, it's more of a, the boardwalk is more of a carnival honky-tonk type situation, and that's what been Wildwood's niche for forever. And it was always a good niche. It was always, and it still is a good niche. It's just that some people, they want to look down at us as being lesser, and that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I got to tell you something. We offer something for everybody. You got every kind of flavor you want, and that's what you're supposed to do. We're in the entertainment business. And
well, without doubt, and now I'll give you the other rap, and then I don't expect you to give me the rap on North Wildwood, which I'm going to defend, but I remember one year we had you on, or maybe it was your predecessor, it's hard to tell, and they said, oh yeah, but you got to take a golf cart to get to the ocean in the center of Wildwood. That's true. That's a pretty long beach, Mr. Bear.
And you know something? You're absolutely, positively probably the biggest beaches on the coast. I would say some of the best, but I'll tell you what that big beach does. That big beach brings in millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of entertainment through soccer, lacrosse,
right,
frisbee, concerts. I mean, it's you know what? When Sandy was ripping the hell out of everybody's tail, Jonas and all, and I'm sitting on the boardwalk and looking at 1,500 feet away, and the waves are breaking out there, and there's nothing on earth on our beach other than maybe a foot of standing water, I'll take it.
Yeah, it is. Now, this year, too, you guys are instituting the no smoking on the boardwalk, but have you gone a bridge too far with the no smoking on the beach? Why on the beach?
Well, there's no ordinance that says no smoking on the beach. The argument is if you're going to have an ordinance to ban something, you have to be able to enforce it. I don't know how you enforce no smoking on the beach. I mean, you got 500,000 people on the beach. How do you? What do I need? 1,000 people down there trying to tell people not to smoke. The state is now looking to institute.
Oh, okay.
As a public thing, but the beaches and the wildwoods are smokable. And
smokable. Smokable, Mr. Bear. And in addition to that, they're free, which is, thank God for that. I know that's gone back and forth over the years. And, my parents used to be landowners there, and they even drove down to vote in that, I remember. It was that pitch. You guys have kept that out. I'll tell you, though, the thing I like about North Wildwood versus Wildwood Central is you're close to everything. We can walk where we are, right to the boardwalk, right to the beach, two blocks, it is not honky-tonk. There's a lot to do there, though. I mean, I think North Wildwood has been genius in that they set aside that one area as the entertainment district. It's all within there, and you got a lot of clubs, a lot of stuff going on, but it doesn't spill over to the rest of it. It's beautifully planned, I think.
Well, you got to understand something. It's always been that way.
Right.
That was always their quote, entertainment district. The problem you got is, like I've said in the past, you're talking completely different makeups of communities. Wildwood has the second most commercial buildings in a 1 square mile area. Only one other area, Ocean City, has more, and about 15 more. We got over 733 commercial buildings in the center of Wildwood. Wildwood was the hub. It was like the engine of the car. And everybody who had businesses there that was successful moved to the North Wildwood and Wildwood Crest because it was vacant ground. There was a ground available to be developed. Wildwood was already developed. It was already a community back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and 50s. I mean, it was already a thriving metropolis. And like any inner city, the suburbia came along and we took a hit. And we're trying to work our way back.
Well, Mr. Mayor, you are a tremendous guy. I mean, you're international with your love and pitch of Wildwood. Parting question for you, because Stone Harbor is not called in here. We had the mayor set up. I don't know what happened, but we like Stone Harbor. We have a buddy coming on who's a host here this afternoon. And every year when he comes on, people go nuts over this. What was Mayor Triano's favorite Wildwood bar or Jersey Shore bar? These places were legendary coming up. What was yours, Ernie?
Well, you know what? I didn't have a choice. My father-in-law owned the surf club. So I spent 15 summers bouncing and bartending and what have you.
You were a bouncer.
It's sort of ironic.
Yeah,
I was a doorman bouncer, and in fact, it was funny. Bob Pantano, that was his first gig, sitting there spinning records at the surf club. I was working the door, and he was spinning records, and probably half people don't even know what it means by spinning records. It goes back to, I think, 72 or 73 we started together.
Yeah, the Surf Club, though. Now, that's legendary. So the big the couple that I remember, they're Fairview, the Surf Club, the Playpen. Playpen was pretty notorious.
The Playpen, we used to call that the Pig Pen. but it was a good place. It had like three different nightclubs in there. But then you had Stardust, you had the Sundance, you had the Penalty Box.
The Penalty Box, yeah.
The Bolero, you had the Riptide, you had the Rainbow. I mean, we had more nightclubs.
Elmira.
You had the Elmira. and it was all top name entertainment.
Yeah, big time stuff. Hey, Mr. Mayor, this summer I'm going to be coming down. I hope to see you because you are really a great booster for Wildwood, though. And thanks for always responding.
Hey, Dom, I tell you what, I appreciate the opportunity to be there. And look, you know, if you're going to represent your town, you got to love your town. And my family's been in there. We're celebrating our 100th year in concrete business. I mean, there's not many companies that are last 20 years. We're in our 100th year. And I still live on the street that my family grew up on. I mean, they've been on the street almost 100 years. So
that's all
just
good stuff.
The way it is.
Absolutely.
And I've always said Wildwood has been good to a lot of people. But not a lot of people have always been good to Wildwood.
Well put. So, Mr. Mayor, we'll see you down there.
And tell Judy from Stone Harbor she gets back on. Hey, you know what? Great community. All the towns. I got to tell you something. All the towns along the Cape Kimmy County, it's great to have all the different.
That is. I mean, the difference is the spice of life with this. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks
absolutely.
For joining us.
All right, Dom. Always a pleasure. You have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.